this is Margo. This is Friday, December 14th, 2018. And I hope everyone is doing well. I'm continuing spiritual messages for the time being. Time is so short that I feel like I really need to focus on these spiritual messages. I don't know how much more time we have, and so I've got a lot of spiritual messages and important information to get to you. The show I'm going to do tonight, I might have to do a series on this, but it's probably the most important message. And if you haven't listened to any of my other shows, this is probably the most important one. It's about suicide and why it's not a good idea, and a conversation that I had with God regarding this. And this is a hard topic, and I wasn't prepared for the answer, and I always thought that assisted suicide might be okay, and like Dr. Kevorkian, or, you know, taking a pill or getting a shot or something to help you just go to sleep, that might be okay. But I found out different. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of research into abrupt climate change and world collapse and things like that. And I know that we are on the brink of things falling apart. And when they do start falling apart, it's going to get pretty ugly. And I know that a lot of the people in the abrupt climate change community are atheists. And they're scientifically minded, and that's fine. But they also think that their life doesn't mean anything, and that they can just off themselves and not suffer, and it'll just be better all the way around. And in fact, there are suicide groups starting. I've seen one on Facebook already, and they're encouraging people to start thinking about suicide and teaching them how to do it and giving them reasons to do it. And so this is how Satan is going to be influencing people in the end times. And so I'm just going to start right in because it's a long message. I may not have time to finish it in one show. And I've also disabled comments for my spiritual messages because I'm finding it distracting for me to try to have some kind of interaction with someone who's trying to prove that God is there or having an intellectual discussion. And you can't have an intellectual discussion about God. You either have had your own experience or you haven't. And the only way to have your experience is to get out of your left brain and give up control of everything that you think you want to have and then ask for the experience. And it won't come the first time, trust me. You got to keep asking. You have to be sincere. So I just have more important things to do than have intellectual discussions with people trying to convince them one way or the other. And so I feel like it's more important to devote my time and energy to bringing you these messages because I personally don't think I'm going to be here much longer and you're going to have to be on your own. So I'm trying to give you some training wheels and some tools so that you can be on your own and you can be discerning and you can make your own decisions and not be depending on someone else and just running with the crowd. So if you have a question about anything, you can certainly contact me through my website. And if I'm not able to answer it personally, I will do it on a video, or if I have time, I will answer it. And if not, I just have to prioritize my time because time is short. My health is not good. I don't feel well most of the time. I'm in constant pain. I don't talk about this. I concentrate on what I can do, not what I can't do. And I'm here to help as many as I can. So here we go. And I call God in my sessions, Yahweh Elohim, and I say Yahweh. So that's the name you're going to hear me say, call God by. Yahweh, as I go deeper into the abrupt climate change topic and the near-term human extinction topic and the collapse and all of that, I can see that many people are going to be taking their lives. They're going to feel that it is a viable option. Would you comment on that? Also, I've always thought that Dr. Kevorkian and assisted suicide is not so bad, and maybe with a pill or something like that. I would like guidance on that because this is a topic that people are confused about, and a lot of people are planning on killing themselves when it gets rough, rather than being killed or chopped up or eaten or starving to death or burning up or whatever it's going to be. So I would like guidance on that, please. And here's the answer. My daughter, it is a hard topic, and it is hard for people to endure pain and suffering, especially at the end of their lives. You have heard many people say that they don't mind dying, they just don't want to suffer. Well, people are suffering all the time. They may have cancer, heart conditions, or other ailments. People are suffering and dying and in pain all the time. That is the human condition. The human body does feel pain, and it does feel suffering. But the key is to not let that distract you and try to take control of the situation. I want people to learn to trust in me, trust in Jesus, trust in the angels, and trust in the divine realm. Because we are here to help with the passage. I am in control. If people try to take control out of my hands, I don't have any control over where their soul goes. This is what is so important for people to understand. When people suicide, there is no guarantee of where they are going to end up. It may be a very, very, very long time that they're stuck in a dark realm, and there may be much damage done to their energy body, their psychic body, because it's not just the consciousness that we're talking about. There is a physical part of you that does leave. That is the light body. That is the light. That is the connection to me. That's what does leave when the body dies. If you end that and choose to break that connection, and it is your choice, it is like you're closing the door on me and your way back to the divine and the heavenly realms. Many people are being manipulated by Satan. As you know, he's infiltrated into all the realms and all the things in 3D. He's infiltrated and is going to make everything as easy as possible. Hey, take the easy way out. We've got all these suicide things, all these death things. Go ahead and die now, so that you don't have any suffering later. But he's going to capture these people's souls as they die. I'm telling you this. People should not take their own lives. They do not know when they're supposed to go, no matter how bad their suffering is. If the system has not collapsed to the point of total chaos, and if they are ill, they can always get pain medication to help them deal with the pain. I would rather them do that and be addicted to some kind of pain medication to help them deal with the pain rather than take their lives. Until I decide that it's time for the soul to leave, they still have a reason to be manifested on the earth plane. If anyone ends it before that, there are consequences. I'm not saying that everyone who suicides doesn't go to heaven or is not rescued, but it's a lot harder because they break that connection with me and with the angelic realm. Many people don't want to hear this, but it is all about giving up your will, because you are a part of me. This expression here is me projecting into the matrix construct. So if you decide to end it before it's played out, then there are consequences. This is important for people to know about. If people are having thoughts of suicide, it's always from the demons of the dark side. They need to pray and ask for Jesus to come and be with them, and for Jesus to come into their heart. If they do that, it will definitely help. But people who have gone into these alternative, New Age, alternate religions, belief systems, spiritual systems, they have all been infiltrated by Satan. The world is not safe anymore. And the psychic realm is not as safe anymore. So if people are doing ayahuasca, DMT, or any kind of psychedelics, or anything that's going to kick them out of their bodies, they will be influenced. They are just asking for the demons to come and take over and take charge. They want their experience. They want the God consciousness without doing it the right way. You don't hear one of them talk about Jesus. They say the Christ energy, the Christ consciousness. No, the only way to Christ consciousness and God consciousness is through me and Jesus directly. You don't have to take drugs. You don't have to go to a shaman. You don't have to go through a bunch of rituals. But you have to be sincere, and you have to be willing to let go of your will, your wants, your ego, in order to open yourself and have the ears to hear when I'm speaking, the eyes to see, and the ears to hear when I'm communicating. The ears to hear when I'm speaking. The eyes to see when I'm showing you something. This is a very important message. In the next few months, you're going to see many suicide groups pop up. They're going to be talking about how wonderful it is and how easy it's going to be. It's going to become very popular. But I'm telling you, this is wrong, and it should not be. If anyone calls on me or Jesus and the angels to be with them, and they need strong spiritual warfare to fight those demons, they will be helped. But they can't be doing drugs, they can't be drinking, and doing these behaviors that open them to demonic activity. And so thank you for explaining that to me, Yahweh. And then I say, Yahweh, if someone has suicided, where would their soul be now? And Yahweh answers, usually they are in 4D, and they're not the ones that are there. If they're aware that they made a mistake, that they're not happy, and they realize that they have no way out now. They realize they've made a mistake. But anyone who ends up there, it will take them a long time before they come to the realization that they need to call on me and Jesus to move out of there. But there is hope. There are ways that people can move out of 4D and away from its spirits. But the only way is for them to ask and pray and ask to be moved out of 4D and ask for Jesus and me to come and save them. And unless they do that, it won't happen. If enough people say prayers for these people or their loved ones who are in 4D, they might be released from 4D and they can ask for Jesus to intercede for them in the spiritual court. But that unless the person who has died calls on Jesus, it won't be done. And I had been watching videos about the collapse and people who had suicided when they realized that, there was no way out, that everything was going to end and everything. And Yahweh says that was for me to understand about suicide and about people's mentalities as they're moving into the collapse and why it's so important to be so strong spiritually and to have the tools. And that my role is to help people to have the tools and to come to understanding that suicide would not be a good choice, especially now with the battle going on in the heavens. Now, if people commit suicide, they will automatically be taken by Satan. So apparently in the past, it wasn't as treacherous if you committed suicide. You could be stuck in 4D for a while, but your soul wouldn't be taken by Satan. But now, what Yahweh is saying, that if you do suicide, you will be captured by Satan. No ifs, ands, buts about it. And that was the message. It's just according to this message from Yahweh or God, suicide is not a good idea. And people who are weak-willed, or they're drinking, or they're doing drugs, engaging activities that are opening them to demonic activities, they will be more influenced, and their veils are thinner, and so it's easier for them to be influenced by the dark side. And suicide rates are going up all the time. And especially as we head into the holiday season, they head up because people get really depressed around the holidays. And it is a depressing time because it's kind of fake. Everything is fake, and it's all built up. And I'll tell you a little story about how easily it is to be influenced. And these entities are around all the time and can be influencing your thoughts if you're not aware and if you don't have the full armor of God on protecting you all the time. This was a few years back. I was at the gym and I was back in the stretching area and I was feeling fine, and I was started stretching, and all of a sudden I got an image in my mind. It was a very vivid image of me lying in a bathtub and having slit my wrists and bleeding out in the bathtub. And this voice came in my mind and said, "Oh, it would just be so easy to end it all, you and your friend both. You know, you don't want to be here. You know, the world's gone to hell, and you don't want to be here. And so instead of suffering, you could just go ahead and end it like this." And I caught myself, and I said, "Where did this thought come from?" Because normally I'm not thinking thoughts like that. And then I moved out of that stretching area, and the thought went away immediately. And what I'm thinking was someone had been in there, and, you know, I am empathic, I'm very sensitive. I pick up on all kinds of energies and thoughts, and I don't know where they're coming from a lot of the time. And so, you know, I figure someone could have been there and in that area, had been in that area and was thinking about suiciding, and their energy was left over, or maybe the demons were left over from them and had latched onto me to see if they could influence me. But I moved to another part of the gym, and I did a binding and casting out in my mind, and it went away. But that's how easily it can be to be influenced. And at least I was aware and not think, and I knew that those were not my thoughts. And I was aware enough to not follow that image and not follow that thought. But, you know, if someone were weaker and on some kind of drugs or drinking or in a bad relationship or being abused or something, and they just think, well, you know, I'm just going to end it and it'll be better. And, you know, this is always from the dark side, because Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And this is a battle for the souls. This is a battle for the souls, and it's going to be a battle to the end. And every soul that Satan can get, he's just gleefully over there clapping his hands. And you don't know how long you have left here. None of us know. And yeah, everything's going to end soon, sooner than we expected. But we were all going to die at one time or another. And so I've been trying to bring this to a head in the last few weeks and, you know, kind of show people, you know, we need to get serious about what is going to be coming down and what are viable things to do. And if you know it's the end, you know, what's important here? And no, we can't take anything with us, but what's important and what's meaningful? And the things that we can take with us are spiritual things. And we're here to progress spiritually and to allow God to express through us and to work through us. And the more clear we are and the less contaminated we are with pollutants, and the more pure we are with our minds and our thoughts, the higher energies and vibrations we're going to be able to express and allow to express. And so, you know, you don't know, even if you're sick you might still be helping someone in some way. You don't know what influence you're having on someone else. And I see this life as a tapestry with all these different threads that are interweaving back and forth and back and forth. And each thread is a different soul and a different life. And each one touches another one and another one and another one. And without that certain thread, the tapestry would be incomplete. And so if the thread is cut and it creates a hole in the tapestry, then, you know, if someone ends their life before it's time and they haven't finished what they came to do, then it can create a hole in the plan, in the overall plan here. And things might not get done that need to get done overall for the good of this creation. So those are my thoughts on that. And I'm not going to be turning on comments under this. I just think it's just going to open up a can of worms. If people want to contact me, like I said, you can go to my website and contact me through there. And I may do a follow-up video or not on this, or I think I've explained it pretty good. But you want to be careful about the suicide groups that are popping up. And people, I know a lot of people have already planned their exit, planned on how they're going to do it and this and that. But I really advise against it. You need to look at, in a different way. You really at least consider something else. I mean, just because you don't want pain and suffering is not a good idea. That's not a good idea, reason to do it. So I'm going to wind it up for now. My name is Margot, and I love all of you. God bless you. And if you haven't gotten right with God and Jesus, I suggest you get down on your knees and ask for forgiveness and ask for Jesus to come into your heart, show you the error of your ways, and start living right while you have time. Because soon it could be too late. The ark door is closing. So I love you, and until next time, God bless, go in peace, and good night.